Lay down your life of anger and rage.
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desire. Ephesians 4:22.
I would like to remind you that self, who lives in me, is corrupted by its deceitful desires. Self is also self-contained and depend on its own understanding as its only resource. Not only does self rely on its own understanding, but it deals with its heartache by responding to its own sinful desires. Sometimes this involves violent and uncontrolled anger.
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Galatians 6:8.
Take notice that if you sow to please your sinful self with its deceitful desires of anger and rage, from that nature you will reap destruction.
Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me?" John 13:38.
I bless you to consider laying down your life of becoming enraged at yourself and those around you. Know that anger is a cover-up for deep-seated feelings of unworthiness.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:11.
May you notice that you are not the only one who is being asked to lay down your life for another. The perfect Father asked Jesus, his Son, to lay down his life for you, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. Acts 17:25. I bless you to see that Jesus laid down his life to become your life and breath and everything else. You do not have to respond to self's deceitful desires with anger and rage. Instead, decode your understanding. Catch sight of what you really believe about yourself and others. Then offer this to Jesus so he can become your life and breath and everything else. I bless you.